And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. We had a few technical issues there for a moment.
Just
but
one big one.
Just one big one. But you know what? I mean, hey, it's better one big one than a lot of little ones. And we've straightened it out here temporarily. So we are proud to have in the studio this morning Tanner Health System, one of our sponsors of the program. We have Jessica Mack, the clinical nutrition manager with Tanner Health Systems. We're going to be talking about healthy holiday eating, something that I think all of us could benefit to learn some more about, especially me, as it's very typically holiday eating is synonymous with indulgence. So we have Miss Jessica Mack in the studio with us here today. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us here.
You're
so,
welcome.
Well, first, why don't we just talk a bit about you? We have had a chance to catch up here for a little bit and chat. Tell us a little bit about you and what brought you to the West Georgia area. And, hey, what got you interested in nutrition?
Okay. Well, again, my name is Jessica Mack, and I'm a native of Birmingham, Alabama. So I went to the university, Jacksonville State University, for my undergrad. I actually started out in nursing. And when they told me, okay, we got to give shots and, you know, do bedpans, I was like, I'm out of here.
So yeah, I can't do this.
I was gone.
Yeah.
I ended up going into nutrition. My mother was diagnosed with diverticulitis. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. So food going to help this? So once I got into looking more into the background of what is a dietitian and what they do, I was like, oh, God, I love science. So here I am.
So you can help people, serve in the medical field in a capacity.
Yes.
But you don't have to deal with any of the bad stuff.
Exactly.
I can dig it.
Except for attitudes, if you want to call it.
Oh, well.
You know, people don't like to be told what to eat.
No. And yeah, exactly, when it comes to what they're going to eat.
Exactly.
Well, that's... So what brought you here to Tanner?
I went to the University of Alabama to get my master's in nutrition. I was working in North Alabama at a hospital up there, and once they started downsizing, I was like, okay, where am I going to go? So I applied for Tanner Medical Center and ended up in West Georgia.
Here you
and
are.
And been here 16 years now.
16 years.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. That's quite a run. And you have plenty more here, I'm sure, because Tanner Health System is a wonderful hospital system.
Excellent.
We're glad to have them here.
Thank you.
So why don't we talk about, first and foremost, what is healthy holiday eating?
Well, when you think about healthy holiday eating, I think most people think about weight loss and, you know, indulgence. They also think about family socializing, laughter, fun, and grandmama's cupcakes or auntie's sweet potato pie.
Macaroni and cheese or something like
that. Exactly. So it's all about food and enjoyment. But at the same time, we tend to forget a lot of us have underlying issues, different things, different disease states. So during that time, not only do we typically gain weight from overindulgence, we also have a history of exacerbating our disease states. So healthy eating or healthy holiday eating is all about moderation and planning. You want to make sure your preparation is good so that you can continue to be healthy while having fun and eating.
I love that. So holiday weight gain. I mean, I think where there's smoke, there's fire. When it's a holiday that the holiday season, like we mentioned before, it's all about indulgence. People mm-hmm. are going to go a little bit too far there. Is that widespread across the country, holiday weight gain?
It is. It is. And typically men tend to gain a little bit more than women. However, it's not specifically holidays. It's typically the season. When we're in our winter season, which are our biggest holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, we tend to stay in more. We're not as active as we are in the summertime. So you're going to gain weight anyway. It's just that during that particular week or those particular 2 weeks, we tend to really indulge. And it's usually high fat, high sodium foods.
High fat, high sodium. So all the good stuff.
Yes.
That's typically what has a lot of fat and sodium.
It does. It does.
What's the key to combating that then?
Well, one of the things you want to do is plan. You know, plan out how you're going to spend your day. I always tell my clients, when you're going to a festivity or a celebration, don't go hungry. You know, when you get there, know what you're going to eat, how much you're going to eat, so that you're not, you don't stand out from the crowd. You still partake. You eat small, off of smaller plates. Take bites and then stop, you know, after a certain amount of time, and then continue to eat your food. So the slower you eat, it takes your brain at least 30 minutes to register that first bite. So a lot of times when we eat food, we'll eat, and then we're like, God, I'm still hungry. And then we get to the point about 30 minutes to an hour later, where we're like, oh my God, I'm stuffed. I can't do this. What happened? And that's simply that we just overate and didn't take our time with eating.
30 minutes before you register your first bite. First bite. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. But it's just like breathing. You know,
it is.
Folks say, hey, focus on your breathing. You're like, focus on your breathing. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
But then you realize that you're not taking consistent breaths. You're not doing this or that when you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always joke with my wife. I'm trying to beat my stomach from telling me I'm full, which is so unhealthy. It's just stretching my stomach. I'm just like, I gotta eat, you know.
And it doesn't work.
It does not work.
Yes.
Well, we're gonna take our first break. When we come back, we're gonna continue our conversation with registered dietitian Jessica Mack, the clinical nutrition manager over at Tanner Health System, as we discuss healthy holiday eating. So stay with us.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident, and now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
And we're back to Community Voice. We are chatting with registered dietitian and clinical nutrition manager Jessica Mack with Tanner Health System as we discuss healthy holiday eating. All right, so let's talk about substitutions.
Okay.
I mean, step one, mm-hmm. first and foremost, you mentioned, don't go hungry.
Right.
Plan ahead.
Right.
Know how much you're going to have. Mm-hmm. Smaller portions. Mm-hmm. Take times to acknowledge each bite.
Yes.
That alone is, if for nothing else, that was the best possible advice that someone like me could get from this program. Is
right.
It takes 30 minutes to register your first bite.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and that will give you a chance to get full without eating so much.
Exactly. You want to go slow.
Okay.
So and what about enjoy?
Enjoy
the food. Enjoy the taste. Enjoy the conversation. All of those are tips to help, you know, decrease the amount of food that you're actually eating.
Yes, ma'am. Well, how about substitutions?
With substitutions, when you're preparing your recipes, there are different ways that you can substitute. A lot of people cut the recipes in half to make less. But you want to, if you're needing, say, oils, you could use applesauce. If you're using creams, you could use yogurt. There are a lot of other healthy options to use in place of lard, fat, you know, sodium. Herbs and spices are really good for flavoring your foods. And a lot of those can be found at www.eatright.org under food substitutions, recipe substitutions. Also, Dr. Google is what I like to call them.
Great doctor, yeah.
Yes. If you just look up food substitutions, then you can find charts of different things there. Everything has a substitution to it.
So eatright.com, mm-hmm.
eatright.org,
mm-hmm. and that will have all this information, some
yes.
substitutions that you can make, and ingredients that you can switch out there.
Yes.
So what about drinking your calories?
You don't want to drink your calorie. Water is your friend. It helps, and I always advise people to drink water before starting their meal to kind of get a little fullness and get something going on in the stomach so that you don't eat as much. But you don't want to drink your calories. You want to drink more water. Water also helps with the lymphatic system. And those are things that we need right now, especially given COVID is coming up. So, well, not coming up, it's here. You want to make sure that you're drinking a lot of water. You don't want to, if you partake in alcoholic beverages, know that they also have calories. Calories is what leads to weight gain. So you want to make sure that you limit and plan there also. Eggnog is another big holiday drink that has a lot of calories in it. Those egg yolks and different things like that. So you want to make sure, again, with anything else, that you plan out what you're going to eat and actually how much of it you're going to partake in. The biggest thing is we sit and we kind of graze throughout the day. You know, the food is there, also left in a danger zone most of the times. And my mother gets on me because I'll go behind everybody and start putting the food up. She's like, what are you doing? We got to eat. And I'm like, it's kind of been in the danger zone for a little too long.
Yeah, like a bacteria, germs.
Exactly. And she's like, look, you're not at work. We're going to eat. Leave my food alone.
Now, this is too interesting to skip over, though. Can you tell me more about the danger zone? Like that
right.
area that...
Anywhere between 40 degrees and 140 degrees is considered a danger zone. And basically what it means is your food is lukewarm and it's the perfect environment because it's moist for bacteria to grow, which also leads to a lot of food poisoning.
Sure.
So food safety is a very big issue around the holidays. And a lot of people is like, oh, that food... You know, it made me sick, or I think I'm catching a cold, and I'm like, yeah, it might just be a little bacteria, and you'll get over it in a couple of days. But
might be some germs because you left that turkey out all like for hours. You know,
exactly.
It's lukewarm.
Exactly.
And you should probably cover your food too, because you always see flies flying
around. Especially if you're outdoors. A lot of people will probably move some of their celebrations to an outdoor celebration, so you want to make sure if you are outside that your food is covered. Hot is hot and cold stays cold.
Sure, yeah. Now, my mother-in-law, every single holiday that we have, like where we're going to eat, where we're going to graze all day and we're, you know, we're just eating our weight in food, we're all sitting there half asleep, miserable afterwards, watching the TV.
Yes.
And she always says, all right, who wants to get up and go for a walk?
Absolutely, the best thing you could do.
She's right?
Absolutely.
This whole time, I thought I was right by just wanting to sleep on the couch. All right, so hold on. No. So she's right.
She is right. You want to find some kind of way to creatively incorporate exercise into that day. And that's simply because you want to keep moving. The calories in should be less than the calories going out. The only way to maintain your weight or to lose weight is to exercise and burn off those calories. So I always tell people to, after you eat your big meal as a family, walk the neighborhood. If you don't want to walk the neighborhood, then find creative ways of dance contests, playing games, football, basketball, you know, different things like that, to get out and get moving. And then you come back, reheat your food to at least 165 degrees because you want to stay out of the danger zone.
Out of the danger zone. Stay out of the danger zone. Kenny Loggins somewhere is just, he's so excited. He's just getting those royalty checks because we keep saying danger zone.
I know, right?
I love it.
But it is a real thing.
So keep your food out of the danger zone.
Keep your food out of the danger zone. Especially now because our immunity is very important given what we're going through today.
Yeah, for sure. And we're going to be talking more about that here in a little bit because, honestly, the COVID issue is not gone. So
right.
We're going to be touching more on that a little bit in terms of nutrition and vitamins that you're getting in there.
Right.
Now, so you were talking about creative ways to incorporate exercise into the holiday. Why is that so important?
It's important because you want to burn calories. Because, again, if we're sitting around and we're grazing or... We typically eat a holiday meal, which could be upwards of 3,000 calories. And it's something that we don't do every day, but the fact that you've done it, your body has to use it. And your body will only use what it needs. So once it has enough glucose, carbohydrates, protein, then it stores. Everything is going to be stored as fat. So hence we gain weight. So you want to eat enough to sustain. But you don't want to overindulge, and that's simply the reason.
So the body stores fat as sort of like a backup resource?
Yes.
So something they can burn.
It has to go somewhere. So if we're not burning it, it's going to save it for later, and it's saved in the garage as fat, which is you know.
Oh, this right body. Here. See, this is I'm a planner. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm a planner. You see, I'm ready for if things go south. So you were talking earlier about all the bad stuff that's in. I mean, of course, it's the good stuff. You know, it's the food that everyone loves. Everyone that's listening, they love macaroni and cheese, cornbread, you know, black-eyed peas, all that. So, I mean, there's so much bad stuff in it. Sodium being one of the worst.
Sodium is used for flavor. I don't like to say there's such thing as bad foods or bad things. It's what we do to it. Now, if you have a baked potato and it's plain, baked potato naturally has sodium in it. So the first thing is there's no such thing as completely sodium free. Food naturally has sodium in it. What we do is we add sour cream, we add cheese, we add chives, we add bacon. We continue to pile on the sodium, and that's the problem. But if you have a baked potato and it's plain with a little margarine or butter, then we're fine.
Perfect. So that's avoid the sodium, avoid excess piling excess on top sodium. Of that potato. It's already starchy, natural sodiums, and we're adding more to it. So avoid that. And that could probably be applicable to a lot of other cuisine.
Exactly.
That
and that's where you want to use your herbs and your spices. Add those for natural flavoring of your food to bring out some of those taste that you're looking for.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take our second break, but when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with clinical nutrition manager Jessica Mack over at Tanner Health Systems as we discuss healthy holiday eating. So stay with us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel, talking today to Jessica Mack, the clinical nutrition manager from Tanner Health System. She's talking to us about healthy holiday eating. Honestly, this has probably been one of the most informative programs that I personally, as someone who struggles with indulging and portion control and whatnot, this is very important. And I think it's very important as, you know, I'm trying to lose weight, have been for some time now. And the holiday seasons are, you know, the holiday season's often a time when things get derailed.
Right.
And you are providing practical, logical advice that can help folks avoid derailing whatever they're doing. So please, if you're listening to this and you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com. And you can also watch the Facebook Live and see our amazing masked faces on the WLBB News Talk Facebook. So so we're just chatting about sodium. A lot of these food items already have sodium in them, potatoes, for example. So we do the only logical thing. Pile cheese, bacon, and sour cream on top of it.
Right.
So those are, that's something we can avoid doing.
Right. You can avoid doing that. Also, you want to use fresh and fresh or frozen is a lot better. If you're going to do canned vegetables to prepare your food, then you want to make sure that you rinse the vegetables before you cook them and use fresh water to cook them in. That also help cut some of that sodium that you would be receiving.
So do they add a lot of sodium in canned foods?
They do. It's a preservative. When you cure meats and different things from the old days, sodium is used as a preservative. Also keeps things a little fresh and then adds flavor. So just about everything has some form of sodium in it.
So that's why folks used to like salt meat, like ham and stuff.
Exactly.
That would cure it. That's
exactly. Because they didn't have the refrigeration and the different things that we have today to keep things out of the danger zone. So they would cure it to keep it preserved.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about food safety. We've spoke a bit about that, you know, about avoiding the danger zone. What else can we do?
Okay. In preparation, you want to make sure or preparing your food that you have a clean surface when you're preparing your foods. You want to make sure that if you have cutting boards, that you're not cutting meats and vegetables on the same cutting board. You want to make sure that you have one dedicated to chicken, one dedicated to vegetables, and then one dedicated to your other meats. And simply because of the cross-contamination that occurs when you put vegetables on top of cutting board that had meat that probably wasn't washed as up to temperature, 180 degrees or more. So you want to make sure that all your surfaces are clean. And when you're clean, make sure the surface is dry before you put something on it. Because again, you have that transfers of chemicals into your food.
So you mentioned, so dry it as well. Because I guess some residual germs can...
Yes, air dry is what we prefer. Because again, if you're using a towel or something, a lot of times the towel's been reused over and over and over again before we wash it. And then you're just transferring bacteria into those cuts of grooves that get into cutting board.
Oh, so you've been in my mom's kitchen. We're using the same towel, just like wiping everything off. Pans, the dog's face, plates. Not really. That's true. But yeah, so that's something to avoid. So maybe stick to paper towels or something if you're going to
Absolutely.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what else can folks do?
The other thing you want to make sure you do with your food safety is when you're defrosting your food, especially turkeys. This is the year where we're buying these huge, large, frozen turkeys. You want to defrost them ideally in a refrigerator over a couple of days so that they, you know, thaw evenly. But you can also use, a lot of people would like to put things in the microwave. I'm just defrosting the microwave. I personally don't like the microwave because at some point it's uneven as far as the defrosting. And you may be cooking certain pieces and defrosting others depending on what you're doing defrosting. So running under cold water is another way to defrost quickly. I like to let the cold water run so that any collection of bacteria or disease can run off. But if you sit it in a cold bath, change the water every 30 minutes.
Because it'll warm up or something?
It will warm up and bacteria will start to adhere and grow.
Because it's in the danger zone.
It's in the danger zone.
We're starting to learn here. I'm starting to learn now. This is great. This is all good info. So you want to keep the flow. Now, why cold water instead of hot water?
Well, again, hot water is going to start cooking at a certain point.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you take something out of the microwave, it's like the sides of it are cooked, and you're like, hey, this is a little gross.
It is.
Yeah, that's it nasty. The rest
of
it's
like... I do not like to use the microwave to defrost anything.
Yeah, so it's best to just run cold water over it, let that flow out.
Yes.
To get rid of the bacteria.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about food temperature?
Your food temperatures, if you're cooking your turkeys, any poultry, 165 degrees internally. So you want to make sure, and they're very inexpensive, get a food thermometer. Put it into the center, the deepest piece of your meat product, and make sure that you're at the right temperature. So 165 degrees if it's poultry, chicken, turkey. If it's vegetables, 135 to 140 is your recommended zone. And then if it's beef, 155 degrees, and fish, 145.
Sure. Well, we only have about 2 minutes left. So are there, let's leave folks with this. Are there foods to embrace to help prevent COVID transmission? I know we're still in the throes of COVID-19. What can folks eat?
You want to have a colorful plate. The deeper the color, the more the vitamins and minerals. So you want to make sure that you're doing kale, spinach, carrots, sweet red potatoes, all of those things that's going to give you your vitamins and your minerals. It's good to take a supplement, but the body prefers natural foods, and they're readily available to us. We eat them all the time. We're just not aware how they're beneficial. So they do help boost our immune system, give us vitamin E, A, D, K, fat-soluble vitamins, and then also drink a lot of water.
Excellent. Well, and one more time, where can folks find out more about this, about these lists and whatnot?
You can go to the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics website. It's www.eatright.org.
Jessica Mack, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you for joining
us
on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.